All right, I don't need to speak for everybody. I let people speak for themselves. That's one of the many things, the 5,000 trillion things that makes this show better than any other show in the city. So instead of me trying to say what the stereotypes are of each beer, I'm going to let the people speak. After we do that, we're going to talk about what exactly good football is. But first, let's go out to the Coca-Cola Slanga. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll say I'm a brother. And, you know, I do prefer that there do be liquor, but if I do have to drink a beer, Bud Light is my choice.
I knew it.
And so there you go.
Thank you.
Bud Light. What did they say on the text board, somebody? We got a text said black guy here.
Black guy here. IPAs and stouts, strong ones. Bud Light is hot garbage.
They'll drink stouts.
I'm telling you, that craft beer stuff is going everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going everywhere.
It's got the internet going nuts.
I had a question for you before we go to the next caller. Suburban Moms.
Suburban Moms, it's wine all day.
It's mostly wine.
It's either red or white. They have a preference.
Suburban Moms' favorite beer is wine. But if they have to drink beer, I bet you it's Blue Moon.
It's a wine cooler.
Blue Moon?
Yeah.
Man, some of them probably think it's too, like, too
the one you put the orange in?
Yeah. They probably look like a
or
cider.
Or Corona Light.
Corona Light. They could probably get down with that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe a Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Zima.
Is that still around?
Yeah, that's around.
I used to be down on that. And like, when you first started drinking,
you
man.
You would be a
yeah,
Zima guy.
Yeah, I was on the Zima at 17. I'll admit it. Craig in Spring, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, John, you and I are growing up about the same age. I'm around Houston, Texas, and back in the day, in early high school, it was Schlitz and Lone Star.
Schlitz, Lone Star, and Falstaff.
There you go.
Those were, when you were in high school, or I mean college, it was Schlitz, Lone Star.
I think the statute of limitations is up on you getting in trouble in high school, John. I think you're all right.
All right.
And don't tell that to Brett Kavanaugh.
Kyle, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, next time you guys have Hot Take Stacy on, do me a favor. Ask her, what is the preferred drink for women who just have to speak to the manager every time they go to the store?
Oh, man.
Stacy's a Budweiser girl.
I guarantee you. Not Bud Light.
She's a Budweiser.
She's a PBR type of person.
She's Bud Red. And that's one of my number one rules of life. Never mess with a woman who drinks Budweiser.
I bet you she drinks Bud. I bet you she also has made her own beer.
I bet you she drinks PBR and smokes Virginia Slims.
I bet you she's made her own beer. Next time Hot Take Stacy comes on, I bet you she's brewed her own.
Stacy's sucking down a Virginia Slim as we speak.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Chasing down with a PBR.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey.
Yeah, when I was drinking, my preferred drink was beer. It had to be Bud Light. And dog liquor, it had to be that hand.
And what is your background? Like, what is your occupation and everything? Because we're trying to figure out, like, the certain types.
I'm a contractor.
There you go. Right. But you don't drink anymore?
No, I don't drink anymore.
How long have you been sober?
5 years.
Congratulations
to you, man. Congratulations to you. What exactly is good football? We'll keep some of these calls coming in, but everybody yesterday is talking about how great that game was, and this is what good football looks like. And on the other hand, whenever you watch like a Big 12 game, a lot of people say this is bad football and there's no defense. Yesterday was pretty much a Big 12 game. And I know I'm a Big 12 guy. I don't like that style that much. I think it gets a little bit out of hand at times. What made that so much different than when we see a Big 12 game?
I'll tell you exactly what. Because I saw, and I respect her work, but Taylor Estes, she covers the Longhorns, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Formerly known as Taylor Gaspar.
Yeah, she tweeted, and I didn't respond to her because I didn't want it to come across the wrong way like I was hating. I just disagreed. She tweeted something like, oh, all these people are calling this the greatest game ever. Rip the Big 12 because there's no defense played. There's a huge difference. That was a bad take by her, because the difference is, Landry, these are two 9-1 teams playing at the highest level, you know, in terms of the NFL, and clearly they had defensive playmakers on both front sevens anyway. So this isn't like no defense. It was just two great teams at like two of the best teams on the planet playing great football. That's the difference. It's not Iowa State and, you know, Oklahoma State.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, this last night was, you just had two high-flying offenses playing at breakneck speed, for 60 minutes. And the fact that we've never seen that in the NFL before to that extent that we saw last night. And, you know, listen, is it going to happen again? Probably not. All right. I mean, the likelihood of it, I mean, again, those two kind of teams. I mean, hell, that's the second game in, what, 3 weeks that we've seen from the Rams where they've put up a bunch of points. They did, you know, against the Saints and then, again, of course, against the Chiefs last night. So, listen, no one's going to get those defenses confused for being the 85 Bears or the 2001 Ravens anytime soon. Right. Hell, the Seattle or Denver from a few years ago. But as you alluded to, John, there were some defensive plays made on there. There were some, I think, what, 6-3 and outs at some point last night. There were some punts, okay? But again, that was just a good, fun football game to watch.
You know what I think the difference is? And it sucks when you look at something and you know it should change and it just takes a long time for it to change down the line. I know I get the basis of what you guys are saying, but just from actually watching a football game, could you imagine how much less enjoyable that game would have been if the clock would have stopped on every first down?
Oh, no,
that's another thing about the Big 12 games is even when, let's say, two elite Big 12 teams are playing, like, say, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State the last few years, that, along with clock stoppages after every first downs, college football needs to put an end to that very quickly.
Well, I do like the fact that it keeps games close, or at least you have a shot to make a comeback late. They should just do it last 5 minutes of each half, not each quarter.
See, I'm okay with
that. Of each half. And as far as like the great games, you know, I texted you guys about that December 3rd, 1990 game I covered, Niners and Giants, when they were both 10-1. That was a 7-3 game. And I guarantee you that was a great football game. I mean, it was really, really good.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Hey, this is Larry.
What's up, man?
I want to know, I know Foreman's coming back Monday, and then O'Brien, I don't understand why Bob McNair won't hire a offensive coordinator.
All right, well, that was random.
All right,
you're on In the Loop, go.
Yeah, I'm 41, and going back to, you know, what you drink and
we're wondering.
Whatever. I'm a Lone Star drinker. I've been a Lone Star drinker since I've been, you know, 20 years old.
Do you have a Texas tattoo anywhere in your body?
No, I do not.
Just check.
I'm Texas born and raised, but yeah, I'm not about those kind of tattoos, you know? I mean, my profession, I run a manual lathe at work, so I'm, so to speak, machinist, but yeah, it's just a good beer. I've turned a lot of people onto it.
I drank it when I was younger. I just don't like it anymore, but I'm not going to pass judgment if you like it.
A lot of proud Texans would drink that. You could pee in that, and they would drink it. That's the only reason I asked the tattoo thing. Do you have any takes on that Foreman call, by the way? I mean, I don't know.
We discussed that.
What was he saying? I don't know. Can I tell you guys what I think is good football and bad football? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's such a thing as bad football. And this is an opinion that I have just because the way I watch games is I build it up for an entire week. And I think that's why football is so popular, is because the storyline begins the second after their game ends on a Sunday or a Saturday, and it's a week-long buildup of questions. How's this team going to handle this? How's this coach going to handle this? How's this quarterback going to handle this? So to me, however it plays out is beautiful to me. Maybe that's just me enjoying the game a little too much, but there's a game that I'm actually interested in, however it plays out, is beautiful to me.
Well, that's the key point, because I've seen some bad football. If I'm just like tuning in to watch football, I'm like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I'm not going to watch the Mac.
But if you're invested, if you're invested, it's different.
Are you of age on a Thursday? Unless Ed Oliver and Major Applewhite almost fight, I'll watch that.
Hey, you know they kissed and made up the next day, right?
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
No, listen, it was good for both of them.
But you know the worst thing that can happen to Major now?
What's that?
Oliver plays.
Yeah.
Because if Oliver gets hurt now, Applewhite, regardless of what they've said, is going to look like it's not going to look good for him.
Yeah, you're right.
Regardless of if it's his fault or not.
Why, he should have kept him out?
Just because they were going at it, and then a lot of people will think that maybe the pressure got to him and he finally played.
He buckled.
Applewhite, at this point, to save face, he does not need Ed Oliver to step on that field. It's the worst thing. It's not even a risk he wants to take. His reputation would be forever ruined if Ed Oliver got hurt when he stepped on that field. Mm-hmm. Now, because of how things went. And I'm not saying it's his fault, but just pretend that Ed Oliver goes out there whenever they play next.
It's not.
He gets
hurt.
Applewhite's getting slaughtered.
Yes, he is.
So basically, Major Applewhite should just not have him play anymore?
Yes.
Or just let him not play. I mean, let him make the decision that he's already made. You know, stick with the decision.
So if Ed Oliver comes back and says, I want to play one more game.
Oh, no. Then he plays.
No, I say, son, Look,
no, that's what I'm saying. If Ed Oliver says, I want to play.
No, you let him play.
Yeah, because I want to go out with a bang.
Regardless, Applewhite will look bad if he gets hurt, no matter what. But if he says, I want to play, you let him play.
See, I don't know. If he gets cheap shot or something like that by freakish deal.
I'm not letting him go.
I don't know.
I would have if it hadn't gone down like that. But at this point, Applewhite's going to look terrible.
He still should have waited till the halftime to address it. You don't want to start doing that.